The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, of course. And we have a special guest with us this morning. I'd like to welcome Josh Homiak to the airwaves this morning, and we're going to talk about the Kent County High School clay target team. Morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
Would you like to reveal your alternate life as far as the your profession, or just want to talk as a dad for the Kent County High School?
Well, I think we could talk mostly as a dad, but I think it's okay to say I'm a biologist for the Department of Natural Resources, Maryland Department of Natural Resources, and I just like to thank Alan for having me on in this other program here. I mean, that's the more important thing to talk about today. But
it is. So
I've been your guest a couple times for
sure.
The other deal there.
Exactly. So let's talk about the founding of the clay target team. How did that all come about?
Well, it goes way back before my involvement. Our head coach Brad Moore, his son is now a collegiate clay target team member at Washington right. College, and he shot for 4-H. A lot of this really has its roots in 4-H's youth shooting sports program.
Yes, YHEC, right?
No, YHEC? That's
NRA. Is a different program? Okay.
Yeah, different program, yeah.
Okay.
But Brad, you know, he had advocated for a high school program in Kent County and you know, even broader than that for a long time, and it just didn't happen. And then I don't know, might be 4 years ago now, Nathan Powell, who's the head coach of Queen Anne's County's clay target team, he got it going in Queen Anne's County. Kent Island High School followed not too far behind, Easton High School, and then we got our team going last fall. So we'd like to thank the Kent County administration for allowing us to do that. Been a great experience.
Sure.
I think all the teams are technically clubs.
Right.
But at least in Kent County, the high school offers varsity letters, you know, for those.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's really so great. So it's
yeah.
It's,
so they're doing, you know, what they can to acknowledge it as a legitimate high school sport, which it is. I was just looking, refreshing my memory this morning.
Yeah.
There's a overarching nationwide league called USA Clay Target, and there's just shy of 2,000. High school and homeschool teams across the country that are registered in this league with, it says 55,832 registered athletes. So there's a lot of kids, you know, across the country that are involved in this. So it's pretty cool to be a part of it, I gotta say.
Yes, it is. It's a small group, so to speak, but you know, it looks like it's spread out very wide, and it's very nice to hear that, you know, mostly rural schools are continuing to support the Second Amendment and make these opportunities available for their students. That's for sure. So,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I think the really interesting thing and you know, what appeals to these schools and what should appeal to a lot more of them is, you know, 55,832. That's, you know, I mean, that's a big number, but it's like you say, across the country, it's,
yeah,
you know, it's a drop in the bucket compared to the amount of high school students there are.
Sure.
But there's zero reported injuries since 2008, since they started this, which is big. And, you know, of course, you couldn't say that about any other sport.
Right.
And I think it, you know, it really has broad appeal, too. I mean, to maybe there's some kids that aren't interested in some of the other sports but are still competitive. You know, you have this. You don't have the risk of physical injury.
Right.
But you're still competing in a statewide league against your peers, and they have state championship tournaments, and there's a national championship tournament,
sure,
too.
So. Sure. And clay shooting is challenging as it is, so, you know, the kids get interested in that, and then there's a little competition within the team, you know, between teammates and that type of thing, and it just makes everybody better, you know?
It does, and so. we've seen that. I mean, just, you know, starting out last fall, we have a couple of our kids on our team, maybe three of them, four of them, shot with 4-H, and some of them for, you know, 5 or 6 years, really going back to, you know, when they were 10 or 11 years old. I mean,
right.
You know, 4-H, with the right kid that has the right mindset, you know, you can start them that early. So they have a solid foundation. But then you have these other ones that maybe have done some backyard shooting and hunting maybe, or not really much at all. And they started formal clay target shooting. We're shooting trap and skeet, just to define what two disciplines are shooting. And, man, some of them have really come a long way. It's, you know, from not having shot much at all to, you know, breaking their first 25 straights and rolling up a few more after that and really, really placing pretty highly statewide. We have five that qualify for the national championship, which is trap only. So we're sending, in our first year, we're sending a squad to the national championship. So
wow, that's great. Now, I understand your son is state champion. Is that correct?
He's one of the ones that shot for 4-H for a long time, and he was lucky last year and got selected to go to the 4-H national championship. They have anybody who's interested and doesn't have, I'm just going to take a second to pump 4-H here because they have, they have an amazing, amazing youth shooting sports program, and it covers rifle, shotgun, multiple shotgun disciplines, and archery, and just super folks. I mean, anybody who's been involved in 4-H knows about it at all knows it's kind of a monster. There's just so many different things you can do under their framework. But very, very well supported. You know, they do a great job providing these opportunities. But anyway, Joey was, I say he was lucky. I mean, you know, you have to have obviously some level of skill, but great experience at the national championship last year. Tough competition, man. It's just that they had.
Now, is he state champion or is he national champion?
No, he came in the only none really. He came in. I think I know what you're thinking of, but he came in first this spring in our. Tied for first with the student athlete from Easton High School in skeet.
Oh, I
so
see.
He was,
okay.
Yeah.
I
think
got you.
What you're thinking, so Queen Anne's County, Nathan Powell's team, they've sent a few squads to the high school national championship the past few years. And last year they had one of their guys, he won the national championship in trap. So,
got it.
Which was amazing. I'm not going to say names of kids, you know, that I'm not involved with, but
sure.
People that are involved in this world know who he is, and he's a great kid, and he's going to shoot in college too. But
wonderful.
Yeah, they went out there, and man, I forget how many targets he hit without a miss, but it was ridiculous. And
that's good.
They came home with the big trophy, so
that's
good. It can be done, and it can be done here. So
sure, no question.
Yeah, pretty neat.
Josh, we're going to take our first commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the fundraiser.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, folks, you know, you've put it off long enough, and this summer's the time when you can fix up that dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. And Backyard Billy's, obviously Backyard Billy's, says it all. On Ken Island, that's your go-to place for making backyards fun. They've got a tremendous selection of poly and hardwood outdoor furniture and patio furniture, tables and chairs. If you need to replace that old rickety picnic table, they have the old standard picnic table if that's what you're interested in, but you might want to upgrade and take a look at some of these poly colors and styles and figurations with the chairs and all that stuff. And they've got the Adirondack chairs too, about 1,000 of those in stock. They've got gliders and rockers and swivels and all that stuff, and you can relax in your Adirondack chair and swivel around in a ring all day if you want. And you know, Uncle Bob will like sitting in that on the porch and watching the kids play, that's for sure. You can see all that stuff in Backyard Billy's backyard on Route 50 at Exit 44 and coming off of Kent Island. Gym sets, tiki bars, storage sheds, dog kennels, chicken coops, pergolas, gazebos, sheds, greenhouses, with the free setup and delivery of the big stuff within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. So inside the showroom, tremendous selection of furniture. There's barbecues in there by Big Green Egg and the Memphis Grills, which are on closeout, 40 to 50% off the stainless steel Memphis Grills. And you can take a look at the garden decorations and all the furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Check out the gas and wood and pellet fireplace inserts and the freestanding wood and pellet stoves, too. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Open 7 days a week, today and tomorrow. Why not stop by? Route 50 coming from the bridge just off of Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range,
You can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new Old Time Shooting Gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic 22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only 10 bucks. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023. For Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain. Way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
All right, we're talking with Josh Homiak on the Kent County High School clay target team and a little bit about that and some of the shooters that are involved. And we got actually informed on this, bought a ticket for the fundraiser from Eric Sutton, who's at Shore Taxidermy. I guess he's on the board and with you, Josh, is that correct?
Yeah, he is, and he's actually a coach now too. There's a series of classes you have to take. Obviously safety is the top priority with
right.
This kind of stuff.
Sure.
But Eric and I don't know, we have maybe 8 folks that have gone through that are coaches. You need a few because you
sure.
have to have
sure.
at least 2 on the range with every squad, you know.
Sure.
So but we've had a bunch of folks step up and a really good group, and Eric's
That's
one
good.
Of those. His son is on the team, and
yep.
he's one of our
Nate.
Nathan. He did very well last fall and last spring, and he's really kind of a model for one that hadn't really done much formal shooting, but has taken to it and
yeah.
ended up I think 6th in the state in skeet this spring. So
He's gotten about a foot and a half taller than when I first started putting his picture in the hunting quarterly.
Yeah, I know all these kids. Yeah, it's crazy.
Exactly. Tell me about your funding. Is it mostly parent supported?
Well, some sure. You know,
yeah.
gasoline driving them around, of course. You know, like we all do. Because these teams are clubs, they're mostly supported from donations and fundraisers.
Right.
And we've been really lucky, just had a lot of great support from the community, you know, people you would expect and,
sure.
and some people you wouldn't, that just are really excited by the prospect of having this team and you know, show that through some monetary donations. But
sure.
but of course you have fundraisers too.
That's what brought you here, is a fundraiser.
Yeah, that's right.
So we've got some folks that shoot clay targets, and hopefully they can step up a little bit and maybe kick in a few bucks. Here's the opportunity right now. Between now and June 12th, you can purchase a ticket to support this group, and a chance, 1 in 8 chance of winning a hunt, that's for sure, or I guess a hunt or a fishing trip. So, I'm going to give the details a little bit on that. And I did earlier, it's a 2-day Cape Cod eider hunt for 4 people. I mean, that's a pretty cool thing. That's the one I'm looking at for sure. November Chesapeake Bay Sea Duck Hunt for 6. a Chesapeake Bay fishing trip for six people out of Rock Hall, a goose hunt for four people, a Chesapeake Bay fishing trip for another one for six people, a goose hunt for five people, and there are three different goose hunts available. If you'd like to choose one, the November youth hunt, the late season youth or veteran hunt, or a regular season weekday hunt. So, you know, it all helps. It all raises money for the team and the club. The tickets are $100 each. You get a chance at eight different trips, and we're looking for a sellout by the 12th of June. So yeah. There's a lot of different ways to reach people to make your donation, and that's where you come in. If you'd like to tell us a little bit about how people can, you know, send their money if they're interested in purchasing a ticket.
Yeah, sure. Probably the easiest thing, if you're a listener and maybe not right in the area, is to go to Kent County High School Clay Target Team's Facebook page, and we have a poster there that lists all the details that that Alan just read off. And we can sell tickets through Venmo, so there's a QR code you can scan and purchase a ticket that way, which is probably the easiest and slickest way. If you're up for a road trip, the man we were just talking about, Mr. Eric Sutton, is going to be at Molly's in Kennedyville this morning with some of these tickets for sale. We're setting up a table there.
Good.
So if anybody's in the area and
or you can stop by Short
Little Hand.
Stop by Short Taxidermy. Eric's a taxidermist, of course, and a lot of people know where Short Taxidermy is, formerly Travis Taxidermy, and right there in what is that, Chestertown Road, Route 20 out of Chestertown. That's where
between Chestertown and Rock Hall. That's right. Yep.
Exactly. So how about a phone number if anybody wants to call and get more details?
Well, they're welcome to call me. My phone number is 410-708-8156. That's fine. Probably a better way to do it would be to email us at KCHS, Kent County High School, Clay Target Team. It's Clay Target Team spelled out. It's all one word.
Right.
KCHS, Clay Target Team, at gmail.com.
At Gmail, okay.
Yep, that'd be fine.
KCHS Clay Target Team at gmail.com. That's good.
Yeah, and yeah. I was thinking, if you have the poster for that ticket, I don't know if you could throw it on your website. If you don't have it, I could get it to you. But a couple of our neighboring high schools on the shore here are also running raffles there in the same boat as us.
I'll tell you what I will do. I will make this available. I have the poster. I can email it to anybody that reaches out. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com or text me. I can send you a screenshot, or I can send you an email with the poster on it that has the QR code for the Venmo or the contact information on there. So if anybody'd like to support that would be great. I know people that are looking for charities to support, and a youth shooting team is, you know, right up our alley here. So
that's great. And again, appreciate it.
And the drawing is as soon as the tickets are sold.
Yeah, we're planning on having a team picnic probably at a Sporting Clays venue, and I think we're going to draw it then. The past raffles we've done, we've videoed the drawings and streamed them on Facebook. So
nice. Okay, good. Very good, Josh. Well, look, it's been a pleasure talking to you again. We'll get you back here and talk about your regular job and a future date when all that stuff is established and ready to go. And I think we talked about some of the fun stuff that goes on in that world, too. So we'll.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Sounds good. Very good. Say hi to your dad. Haven't talked to him in a little while, but I know he's doing okay. So that's
good. He's doing well, and I appreciate you asking about him there, and I will say hi to him for you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So good luck to the team, and we hope that this little bit of effort has helped raise some money for you guys.
Yeah, I'm sure it has, and we appreciate the opportunity, and thanks. We'll report back, hopefully, with some more successes here in the next month or two as we work through some tournaments. So.
Yep, that sounds good. Yeah, just let me know. I mean, my ticket's in there. Don't tape it to the lid of the container or anything like that. I wouldn't want any anything untoward to happen. But no,
yours is right on top, and until we flip it over.
That's a good way to put it. All right, yeah. Dig around in the bin and make sure everybody gets treated fairly. Thanks, Josh. All right, talk to you later, buddy.
All right, see you. Bye.
There he goes. All right. We're going to take a break, and then we'll get back to the drawing. And anybody that'd like to call in after we draw our winning ticket here, we're glad to hear from you, that's for sure. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 here in Easton. And that's where the locals, including me, I'm not a local, I know, I'm a chicken necker, but that's where I get my tires and my auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as all the top brands, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, any make or model. Yeah, I have a friend who listens, and he got his full set of tires for his Corvette installed not that long ago. And you know what? Bridgestone Firestone has a great financing offer, too. If you qualify, you just go in there, scan the QR code with your phone, and you get an instant, you know, acceptance when your credit's accepted, and you can start your financing program for your tires, you know. It's pretty cool. So Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine, in your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors, and if you own any kind of trailer or an ATV, Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when the dreaded check engine light shows up on your dashboard. Spurry's Farm Service team, 24-hour truck service and more, has kept Spurry's customers, including my family and me, satisfied for over 30 years. And by the way, if you see Mike Spurry around town or in the shop, tell him you heard about Spurry's Tire Service on the radio. That'll make him happy, make me happy. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Website, spurriestire.com. That number, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. Let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. If you're into crabbing, they've got all the crabbing supplies that you need. They've got the traps. They've got the trot lines. They've got the bait. They've got the baskets and lids, all the accessories, the measures, the tongs, the gloves, the mallets, the nets and crab bait, like I said, the steamers, 20 and 50 quart steamers, and Clyde's custom crab seasoning too. And if you need, you know, trot line accessories, or if you like going off the dock with a cloth or wire track crab net, or the cloth or wire rings, cloth or wire crab rings, and you like to use a cloth or a wire crab net, they've got a great selection of nets too. The Pasadena crab traps with the open sides or the open top too. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. They've got your fishing license right there. They've got live bait and tackle for all types of fishing, terminal gear, lures for, you know, snakeheads and trout magnets and you name it. They've got it all. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, 21227 Baltimore, just off Beltway, exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Clyde's has been around since 1957. ClydesSportShop.com is the website. 410-242-6108 is that phone number. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs! Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends.
Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
What condition my condition was in? I woke up this morning with the sun shining in. Found my mind in a brown paper bag then. Tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. My mind won't check in the sky. Jumped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
All right, I'm Kenny Rogers. That was the first Kenny Rogers song I remember hearing on the radio when I was a kid. Kenny Rogers in the first edition. Just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in, and that's what Tim Tacklebox Tim Sherman did this morning. He just dropped in to see what condition his condition was in. How you doing, Tim?
I'm doing well, Alan. Good morning. Hey, it's a lot different than the Kenny Rogers that we are used to hearing when he did the pop country stuff, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've got him on my playlist. I've got The Gambler and... you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, and I've got
well, the NASCAR version of that is you picked a fine time to leave me, Loose Wheel.
Loose Wheel, yeah, we can play that too, that's for sure. So, all right. So we did get an email from or a text from Brian that said that Battery Warehouse in Westminster is temporarily going to open at 861 Baltimore Boulevard in Westminster. So 861 Baltimore Boulevard. Thank you, Brian. You can visit the Battery Warehouse Facebook page. Good people run that company. So, and I just got a text from Josh, our guest. Anyone's interested, 3 ongoing raffles for local teams, and we'll get the flyers coming in, and I can send those out to anybody that asks via email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And now, took care of the, now I feel like the pastor. And if you take a look at your bulletin, we have several announcements, ladies and gentlemen. So, anyway, did you draw a number yet, sir?
I am pushing the button right now.
Push the button.
Number two.
Number two. I'll say, let's see who number two was. That looks like Jim McDonald. Jim McDonald, 833 number. We'll give Jim a call later on after the show, or unless Jim wants to call in, we'll get his address, and you can meet him or send him his stuff. How's that sound?
That sounds like a plan.
Congratulations, Jim. Very good.
I had the opportunity last weekend to go over to the local battery warehouse, Alan.
And, did you?
Yeah. Neighbor from across the street called me. She was having problems with her security system, and got on the phone with the representatives and said that their sensor batteries were dying. So number one place for oddball batteries
is
battery warehouse.
That's right.
It's not the standard. That's where you go.
Exactly right. Fella came in there the other day while I was standing there. He goes, "What's the difference between you and?" He named one of the big auto companies, you know. And the guy says, "Look," he said, "when you go in there, they got a set pack of kind of batteries. Just whatever they happen to sell, they're going to try and wedge you into that battery. You know, you come here, we look at your vehicle, we know what you need." You know, and we'll recommend what you need. And I asked him, I said, "Do you have one of those vehicles that automatically shuts off, when you stop at a light?" And he's going, "No, I don't have one of those." I said, "Well, I do. And I'll tell you, it takes a special battery. It takes a different battery because that little added attraction, thank you, President Barack Obama, where you pull up the light and your engine shuts off. And you press your gas and it starts back up again. That eats your battery, man, I'll tell you. And Randy there at Eldersburg, pulled in. He goes, "I know exactly what you need. Here's the battery." He gave me a price, and it wasn't much different than any other battery, and it was better than a lot. So very happy to recommend Battery Warehouse. They've been a good sponsor, and I bought a lot from them over the years. So.
About the time I hit my first red light and my vehicle shuts off, Alan, I always reach over and push the button.
You push the button, right? Yeah, I know. You can do that.
To save the battery and the starter flywheel.
Gotcha.
That's for sure. Are you aware of the actor by the name of... Oh, now it's escaping me. Hugh Jackman, the guy who
plays
Wolverine.
Yeah.
Recently, he was involved with his local Office of Fire Investigation trying to help solve flower shop fires.
And
he did such a good job with it, Alan, that the chief of the fire investigator said only Hugh can prevent florist fires.
And with that, Tim, we're going to let you go. Oh man, that's actually a good one. All right.
My wife just when I come up with when I find jokes like that and repeat them
100 times,
drops and shakes her head. Like,
I know. I been there, done that, buddy.
All right.
Only Hugh can prevent florist fires. Love it. Okay, buddy. Thank you for that. Got your bass package coming up end of June, and it's a great package. I talked about it earlier, so they can always go to your Facebook page and see the stuff you're giving away. So appreciate the support. There he goes. All right, 410 WCBM 680. We got a little time left. Take a couple callers if you want. What time is it? I have to look. Let me talk to Lee for a minute. Sure. Morning, Lee. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
What's going on?
Just giving a update. The fish are, rockfish in particular, are all throughout the Patapsco and Chesapeake Bay Bridge, Eastern Bay. But for ban on numbers of rockfish. It looks like it's going to be another banner in the year, maybe even better than last. They're even
wow.
In the inner harbor is far in as you can go. We were jigging. We made a milk run out of a Turner Station. Started off just
right.
Fishing the shady sides of structures, and just about everywhere we stopped, we catch two or three fish. But in particular, yesterday afternoon, we started doing our fishing topwater with swim plugs and chug bugs and atom poppers, creek chug poppers, and we just put the smoke on them. I mean, it was just phenomenal. This is catch and release up till June 1st, so Monday we'll be able to harvest, you know, keep fish.
Right.
But plenty of fish. They're clean. They're fat. You know, nice, healthy fish. I haven't seen anything with any issues with sores or scars or anything. They're just
wonderful.
Yeah. So, but the jig bite is interesting. It has been more so in the 26 to about 35 foot of water, and they've been right off the bottom.
Huh.
And I'm not sure if that's where the LYs are laying down on the bottom or whatnot. I haven't seen any surface activity at all.
Right.
It's game on. Yesterday was a bluebird day, so the shady sides of structures was a key element of catching these fish.
Okay. It's always good to know.
Yeah. But the in particular, the topwater was just too much fun. I'm hoping that continues when the weather, with the closure of the Susquehanna right now, and the water flow is looking very familiar as the last year.
So yeah, right.
Making my move up there to start my fishing June 1st. But
there you go.
They're running a good flow today.
Yep.
And it's a consistent flow with the amount of bait that comes through that dam can create quite a fishery up there.
Sure.
So,
I crossed over there, what day was I up there? Thursday, I think. And it looked pretty good, actually. I mean, I was surprised with the amount of rain and the water was a little murky, but is not horrible, but the flow is the main thing. It wasn't, they didn't have all the gates open. It wasn't a deluge of brown water going through there. It was pretty normal, pretty reasonable looking. So,
yeah, I was up at 30 on the upper Susquehanna, not fishing, but just drove over the bridge there, and the water looked is a little off, but within a couple days that will dissipate, and the clarity,
sure,
it gets much better. So
sure.
It's I don't know, it's looking like a really good year of I even had friends who were fishing out on the knoll, 7 and 9 foot knoll, and they're catching fish out there too. So
wow, nice.
I mean, it's from the Patapsco to the Middle Bay to Bay Bridge. Apparently Bay Bridge is getting hammered because it is a creel. You can keep a fish right now. But that's, guys jigging and throwing live spotter are doing well.
I see them out there. I see them.
It's the wind. We've had such a wind lately. It's that can curtail the your activities as far as just getting out because it's so daggone windy. But
no question.
Yep. So it looks like it's going to be a good bite this year.
Well, good. Very good.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Stay in touch.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Lee. Mm-hmm. Have a good week. See ya. There he goes. Okay. Well, Backyard Billy's, those folks have a great selection of stuff, and they have all kinds of picnic tables and chairs and, you know, the poly furniture stuff lasts forever. It's beautiful. The Adirondack chair is just a fascinating selection of those, and the big green egg barbecue grills and all the stuff for your patio and that type of thing. But the backyard, Billy's backyard, is filled with storage sheds and greenhouses and dog kennels and chicken coops, and they've got the pergolas and the I say pergola every week, you know, people know what that is, and they've got lots of them, and they've got the gazebos out there. But the sheds is the main thing. And, you know, if you got something big like that, free delivery within 60 miles and set up, and also free delivery to the beaches in Delaware, too. So just stop by. Just walk around. Look at everything they've got. Make sure that you go inside and out. And they've got, you know, the fire rings. They've got the, you go in the back and you look at the gas fireplace inserts, the electric, the wood, the freestanding wood and pellet stoves. You can, I mean, it's just so much stuff. You can spend half a day there if you like. Why not stop by? BackyardBillies.com is the website. The Hearth America has a Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Hey, look, making backyards great again, Backyard Billies. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunked, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the bobber go floating away.
All right. Well, if you live in Oregon, you better care about what the tree huggers say. That's for sure, because the radical initiative to ban hunting, fishing, and trapping in Oregon is one step closer to making the ballot in November. The animal rights activists are running a paid campaign to advance petitions, say they've gathered enough support to surpass the threshold of 117,173 signatures. The online ballot tracker shows that the campaign had submitted 120,735 signatures as of Wednesday. Now, this group is Let me see if I can name them. Yes, it's Initiative Petition 28, also known as People for the Elimination of Animal Cruelty Exemptions Peace Act, P-E-A-C-E. See how they name stuff that's so misleading? The Peace Act. People for the Elimination of Animal Cruelty Exemptions, P-E-A-C-E, seeks to reform existing animal abuse laws by throwing out exceptions that cover everything from catch-and-release fishing to medical trials on lab mice. Limited carve-outs would still allow for veterinary medicine, including euthanasia and self-defense. But they want to end all fishing, hunting, trapping, and all of that. So Brian Lynn is the vice president of the Sportsman's Alliance, says in no way, shape, or form does it make any logical sense on any level to anyone with half a brain. It would destroy, it's the ultimate goal of the animal rights agenda. It wouldn't just destroy hunting and fishing, it would destroy any and all uses and interactions with animals, wild or domestic. Kind of like the Virginia gun laws. Yeah, if you got a turkey gun with a pistol grip on it, and it's a semi-automatic, you fall under the new Virginia gun ban. How about that? So, these are the things that are happening. These are the things that are happening. You think that, you know, with the conservative leaning of our country right now, that these things would kind of fade into the woodwork? They don't. They double down, and they come back. And the people in Oregon may face a ballot initiative this November that would ban fishing, hunting, and all the other uses of animals and that type of thing, erroneously named the Peace Act. So take a look. Oregon Hunting and Fishing Ban. Go ahead. Get on your search engine. Take a look. Take a look at Virginia semi-auto ban and read all about it. Do your research. Be informed. And then share it with people that you know and you love. So anyway, we thank you for joining the show this morning. It's been a busy, active show with one good joke. Sorry, Joe. One good joke. We gave away some fishing tackle. So we'll be calling the fella here shortly and seeing if he's awake and if he's willing to share his address with us so Tim can make sure he gets his perch package. Bass package coming up starting next week. We'll start taking names for the fish and tackle giveaway. And thanks again to High Tide Lures. Thanks to Josh Homiak for sharing about the Kent County High School clay target team. He did send me three flyers, that one and two others. One of them is giving away a beautiful custom Sean Mann call. The other one's giving away a Beretta shotgun. So if you'd like information on how you can support these youth shooting teams on the Eastern Shore, we've got them. We've got the flyers for you. Send me an email very quickly, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That's how you do it. Now it's time for me to say get out, stay safe. We'll see you next week. But remember, four things, your faith, your family, your friends, and your freedom. They're all important. Love your Lord, love your family. We'll see you then.